Anybody have a flashlight?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. It's getting pretty dark in this economy. Hopefully, that's a shade of dark just before the dawn. Today, Japan gave out some fairly ghastly numbers, a record drop in factory production and a near-record jump in unemployment. In a couple of hours, the U.S. Commerce Department releases its first look at GDP from last quarter. GDP is the broadest measure of our economy. Until now, the contraction has been fairly small, but probably not this time. Here's Marketplace's Steve Henn.
In the last 3 months of 2008, the American economy slammed into reverse. Most analysts expect that the country's GDP actually shrank at an annual rate of more than 5%. If they're right, that will make this the deepest economic downturn in this country in more than 25 years. That's despite Treasury's $700 billion bailout and the Fed's decision to cut short-term interest rates dramatically. The Fed also pumped more than $1 trillion into the banking system. Still, employers laid off more than 2.5 million Americans last year. And in the final months of the year, people responded by cutting back on spending. That's deepening the downturn and leading to a new round of layoffs. Some economists now forecast the nation's unemployment rate will rise above 10% this year. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
You can bet Wall Street is nervous about this GDP report. Yesterday, another batch of profit reports sunk the Dow. The Dow fell 226 points to 8149. That's almost 3%. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 both dropped more than 3%. Today in Asia, the Nikkei had a similar loss. European shares are mixed so far. The House version of the stimulus package passed without a single yes vote from a Republican. But in the Senate, a compromise could be in the works. President Obama says he'll consider some changes to the bill. And some Republicans have already signaled their support. Next week's debate will probably focus on business. More from our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon.
At the American Enterprise Institute, tax and budget policy scholar Alan Viard says on balance, the plan could use more business incentives. But he says the size of the package troubles him more. It's now approaching $900 billion.
My main concern really is scaling back the appropriated spending part of the bill more than it is with increasing any part of it. But I think that there probably is room for a little bit more on the business side.
On the other hand, Viard says some of the tax breaks for businesses already included would be beneficial. And at the Brookings Institution, senior fellow Stephen Hess says this is one debate where businesses are bound to walk away with something they like one way or another.
It's hard to talk about business interests losing out because there are business interests on every side of every issue.
Among the proposals already included in the Senate version is a provision allowing companies to defer taxes this year and next that would otherwise be owed for restructuring or retiring debt. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves. By Medtronic Foundation, now looking for runners benefiting from medical technology to participate in Medtronic Twin Cities Marathon events. Application at medtronic.com/globalheroes. And by SaveAndInvest.org, helping military service members and families manage their money with confidence. Online at SaveAndInvest.org.
Time for another edition of My Morning Commute, when we hear stories of people getting to work.
Let's see how the roads are rolling with Time Saver Traffic.
Here's go around me!
Would you pull over and let me drive?
Today, no honking or noises. Instead, we have melodies from Ireland.
Hi, I'm Angus McCann, and this is my commute. I live about 11 kilometres from Dublin city centre, and I drive into Busk on the streets. I have my amp and my guitar, and my mic stand, my mic, and my dog, Coco.
I have travelled many miles.
I usually come in late afternoon, so I park my car and I walk down to the top of Grafton Street. I've tied Coco's lead onto my belt. I tie my belt up and then I have my guitar and a bag in one arm, and I have a big bag with my TA and everything else in it on my other side. so I look like a homeless Joe going around with all the bags. I suppose just getting the spot can be difficult because it's quite competitive, you know. But we sort of work it out amongst ourselves. If someone's there already, we'll say, right, well, I'll be an hour. Give me 1 hour. The place, it's a crossroads, so you've got people coming from every direction, which is financially it's going to be better, you know. Come on, Coco. Coco. Ah, Coco's a rescue dog. He's a chocolate Labrador. Yeah, he sits in the guitar case, so he curls up in the guitar case and looks nice for people walking by.
That our children might forsake the pride we lost.
And we're at work.
And the fools as they pass by stop to see an old man cry. I can't forget the old Dublin true mighty.
My Morning Commute was produced by Don Duncan and Jennifer Collins. Finally, a personal note. Today is my last day hosting the Morning Report. But I won't be going far. I'll be taking on a new role at Marketplace as the lead blogger for our website, and I'll be hosting our weekly podcast, After the Bell. In both roles, I'll be sharing perspectives on the economy and interacting with listeners. I look forward to it, and to working when the sun is out. I've thoroughly enjoyed the last 3.5 years, and I hope you'll join me in the online world at marketplace.org. I'm Scott Jagow. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.
American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.